everyone. This is my son, Endor. He wanted to participate. This is Aaron. You may have recognized him from the initial Boys of Deer Park videos that we did way back when. But this is just an update. We're just here for a conversation. Thought we'd get it on film, get an update with what's going on with him, and just have a little chat. So, how you been?
Been pretty good, man. Pretty good. Just a growing man in this world, trying to work a lot.
So, you're out on your own. You got your own apartment. You graduated from high school. You're out working. How's life?
Life's pretty good. I mean, as well as it could be. Being on your own is not the easiest. And then you come to realize, like, oh, you know, all those times I was like, man, who would just miraculously appear in the house when you're a kid? You're not older, you're like, oh, it never just appeared in the house, you know? Someone had to buy it. So it is one thing to be managing everything that I do spend money on.
So food doesn't magically appear.
Yeah.
Indoor.
So for me, I'm kind of having to find places that are like, cheap, but still get the things I need.
Like, what do you need? What do you mean by things you need?
So for me, like I rule out Walmart only if I'm specifically getting like a couple things.
Other than that, you rule out Walmart?
Yes. Like I'm going like huge shopping.
So Walmart is too expensive.
Yes.
Okay.
Simply because I can get things for cheaper other places.
Okay.
Like for me, like Jovi's or like H&B for me it would be better options for me. But I would specifically go to Jovi's because I can get what I need in bulk. And it's cheaper.
Okay. No, that makes sense. So you're learning to be economical.
Yeah.
Stretching your dollars. That's part of life. That's the long version of this video might not be. Whatever. We may post it anyway.
Yeah.
Because this is, look, think and act locally. Sorry, guys, but I've got a 3-year-old. And when he spends time with me, this is what it looks like. This is what it looks like to have a 3-year-old.
I think anyone who has a child is not going to be, oh my gosh, get a child in the video. Like, we understand, like, hey, sometimes you can't always afford that to happen.
Yeah. Well, we're working out schedules and this kind of stuff. And, here, will you open that for him?
Oh, yeah. Parenting is an ongoing thing.
Dad,
yeah.
Dad, no one wants this.
You don't want the Mr. Good Bar? Mr. Goodbar can reach out to us for sponsorship opportunities.
Just not to end.
Oh, and Starburst, you guys owe me some money too. You guys need to get in on this action because.
Dude, you are.
This little guy lives on some Starburst.
The way he looked at this candy said, I don't want this candy. Okay. That disgusting candy that she opened? Yeah. You can have it. I want his. I want daddy's. Candy.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. So shopping is it's not necessarily a challenge, but stretching the finances to get what you want, you're not used to getting everything that you want.
Because before, when you live with your parents, you're like, oh, okay. You know, you have to still start your money, of course, because you're not worried about bills, you're not worried about rent, you're not worried about having to transportation. You're worried about, stretching my money because, I want to go buy this. So now I got to stretch my money because I want to go buy this and do this and go to this place. So, stupid things. But when you're trying to do, like, productive things, it's different.
No, I get it. That's life. And it's, unfortunately, it's not something that they really teach in school. Or at least they didn't teach me that in school, so it's something that I had to learn. But I don't know what that looks like to be taught in school either. That would be, I guess, maybe something fun to figure out, because I think it's a lesson better learned in practice.
Yeah.
And the way that they teach things in school isn't necessarily by practice. It's kind of like by the book and in class. And
Dad, too.
Yeah, pick that up. Okay, so shopping, groceries, economics, making money, spending money. What else?
Also, learning what it is to teach people.
Teach people? What are you teaching people?
Well, like household things. Because when you're a kid and you're, well, at least my mom, okay. If you didn't do the dishes or something correctly, you were doing them again.
My mom downstairs.
I didn't think about it growing up, but I'm like, oh my gosh, doing all these chores is so tedious. It's so
what?
Now that I'm living on my own, I'm like, no, I don't have a choice but to go clean, because if we don't clean, it's not getting done. I don't like living in a dirty household, so we have to clean. And I'm glad that I spent all those years cleaning, because now I can confidently say I keep the house clean. Well, me and my brother, we keep it clean. Okay, we keep it nice and held down. Okay.
So how many guys are you staying with you in your place right now?
So it's me, my brother, my friend.
So three other guys. So you guys are five deep in a what size apartment?
Two bedroom.
Yeah,
it's a two story.
Two bedroom apartment. How many baths?
I got
two, two?
One and a half bath.
One and a half bath.
No, sorry. Yeah, no. Actually, I have one and a half bath. Yeah.
One and a half bathrooms, two bedrooms, five dudes. Okay, that could be a challenge to keep clean.
Dude, I got it.
I lied. Two and a half baths. Sorry, no, I lied.
Two and a half bathrooms.
Yeah.
So two full bathrooms.
Yeah, two full bathrooms.
Two, you got two showers.
Yeah, two showers downstairs, and then I forgot because for us the shower wasn't working, so I said one and a half baths.
Okay.
No, there's actually two.
So two full bathrooms, and then you got a half bath that's like a guest bathroom with a sink and a toilet.
Yeah.
And five dudes. What's your guys' bathrooms look like?
I was thinking.
Yeah. No, I remember back to those days. It can be a challenge to keep clean.
But I'll definitely say it's not like oh my gosh, you walk in like y'all are the most disgusting people on the planet. It's just like, okay, I can definitely tell boys live here.
Yeah.
At least.
That's okay.
At least theirs are.
Yeah.
Me and Adrian's. We can't do it. Oof.
No, and you don't have anybody to tell you that it's dishes day. I know when you guys were staying with us, we had assigned dishes day.
Yeah, they tried doing that, and we're like, no. Because we've done dishes so much. Me and Age already do dishes as it is. We're not doing chores. We already do them. Why are you assigning days? That, if anything, y'all need to step up and clean. We already do them.
So how do you do it? You just do it?
Yeah.
So then whose responsibility is it to do the dishes? You do your own dishes or?
Me and Ace pretty much double team it and then they help out when they do.
Okay, so the cleaning up, you were working at, what was it, Planet Fitness?
Yeah.
Okay, and no longer with Planet Fitness, now you're going on to new things.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What's your goal setting look like? How are you trying to tackle your goal setting?
The first goal is to get a car, essentially. Now that I live closer, I don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, saving money for Uber, and then now saving money for a car. Now all the money I was saving for Uber will now just be extra money. So, and then with us having the many people we do, rent's already covered, so that's not the problem. It's everything else.
What is everything else?
Groceries and Uber, essentially. Those were the main problems.
How are you doing with your saving rate? So you have a saving fund for a vehicle?
I'm building it now. I was building it very gradually because I just, with the way my finances were before, I just wasn't able to. Because I was spending more money on getting to places than I was actually living, and that's not good. So it's kind of hard to save in that predicament, but at least I managed it enough to where I wasn't just completely like in debt. It was more like I was really just straight by.
No, you were going living paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. That's what that's called.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paycheck to paycheck. And most folks do it. It is difficult.
That's called the rat race.
Yes. That's the rat race. So now your goal is to, you've got your new jobs.
Yeah.
Endure, you're a huge distraction.
That actually goes into my next point. With me stomping on my Uber expenses now, having them eradicated, I can now allocate the money to
towards your car savings.
Yes. Which will therefore be a lot more easier.
And well, it'll be a thing.
Yeah.
Because now you're saying your savings is not a thing. You don't have savings because you're spending all your money. Now you'll save on Uber trips.
I got my money and Roblox.
You got your money in Roblox?
Yeah.
So now your Uber, that's basically your transportation funds. Before they were going
to Uber. I got some money.
And then now that will go towards a still transportation. And then hopefully with time at your new jobs, you will increase your income.
Because the way I have it set up, because I'm trying to set aside 250 every month. Well, sorry, not to every month, but every paycheck.
Okay.
Sadly, I get paid bi-weekly with this job, the way I'm doing it. So I get paid bi-weekly, so it's only two paychecks. So it's going to be a little longer in the process because of the two paychecks. But it's still going to be manageable.
Okay. Sorry, right. Are you still doing your income and expenses?
Yeah.
Yeah? You got a notebook that you're writing everything down?
I didn't bring it with me, but
yeah. Okay. And you don't necessarily have to write it down because now they got the apps and your banking may have something that you can track it on.
Yeah, I didn't even know what part of the update I had that too. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was like, where was this when I was getting chewed out?
There's also Rocket Money that you can use. They have a free version, I believe. And even the paid version is only $7 a month. This is not a paid ad. I use it for myself.
Hey, what works, works.
Although Rocket Money, sure, feel free to reach out. Okay. So then really, because you're in your new jobs, you don't have enough time running with that to see how that's going to work out for you.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of timing.
Mm-hmm.
You're crazy, bro. Uh-huh. Okay. Is there anything that I can do to help?
I mean, honestly, not at the moment. If anything.
Okay.
If anything, y'all always on my mind, okay? Y'all always on my mind, okay? I might not be here with y'all all the time, but
right.
It's not like I'm just like, oh, Nina, who are those people? No, y'all care about you guys.
Right.
I think Endor is my brother. He's my little brother. Chef, even though he's a gamer, he's my little brother as well.
Yeah.
But no, y'all are another family.
Okay. Well, just be sure, let us know if there's anything we can do to help. Game planning it out, whatever. Pretty simple, you know?
I mean, yeah.
Get your income greater than your expenses, then it creates savings, and then you have options.
Exactly.
So, just let me know how we can help. All right, guys. In closing, try to improve your situations, take action daily, and make it a great day.
And we're also, any fitness goals you need, you're going to go ahead and hit me up. Okay.
Okay, and you're going to do fitness training on the side.
Yeah, because I mean, I was never going to give it. I still do that on the side. I still have clients that I still talk to even now.
Okay.
I actually need to send a workout plan to one of my clients because she's progressing fast. Like, oh my goodness. Like, it was awesome working at Planet Fitness the way it is because it might not have been the best job, but the things I've learned there will always carry on to other life. And that's one thing I will say too is, your job might not be the best, but the skills you learn will help you further yourself in life. So even if you're working at Whataburger, dead-end job, stuff like that, take that. That's customer service. Take that and apply it to other places. Okay? You can go far if you know what you're doing.
There you go. We'll end on that. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening, guys.